The question of how to cover costs of medical care remains an unsolved challenge for many American families. The top reason for bankruptcies in America is medical debt. And yet healthcare reform continues to polarize Washington policymakers, as shown by recent attempts to repeal President Obama's health law.
It would have changed the program in a way that would have put healthcare at risk for some of our most vulnerable citizens, including disabled children and low-income seniors, by cutting $1 trillion out of the program from the year.
If you look at his campaign, his last campaign was all about repeal and replace, repeal and replace. So he decided to do something different, and that's fine. And I say we still have a chance to. Oh, we're going to do it.
You know, I really think it's incomprehensible that we have a president of the United States who wants to sabotage health care in America, make life more difficult for millions of people who are struggling now to get the health insurance they need and to pay for that health insurance.
A recent Kaiser New York Times survey showed that 4 in 10 families struggle to pay for medical bills, whether or not they have insurance from an employer or other source. When the health costs mount up, people delay vacations or major purchases, and 3/4 spend less on food, clothing, and basic household items. But if Americans look north of the border, they see an entirely different story. Danielle Martin, a family physician in Toronto.
If a Canadian gets sick and needs to come and seek my services as a physician, or needs to see a specialist, or needs to have an MRI scan or a CT scan or a blood test, or is admitted to hospital and needs surgery, or has a round of treatment for cancer or a heart attack, or stay in the intensive care unit after a car crash, those things are covered, period, full stop. You will not see a bill. You do not have a copayment. There is no deductible. You don't even know what it costs. The only thing that you need is your health card, which is the insurance card for every public insurance plan in each of our provinces and territories.
To Americans who face rising insurance premiums, this reality for Canada may sound stunning. Even more remarkable is that Canadian health care costs at least a third less per person than the United States pays. And for Canada, virtually everyone is covered, regardless of age. In the U.S., more than 1 in 10 go uninsured. But there are notable limitations in Canada. Patients pay out of pocket for prescriptions. And for non-urgent care, wait times can be frustrating, although that's also true in the U.S. The Canadian healthcare model took root in the 1940s in the western province of Saskatchewan.
There was a young boy named Tommy Douglas growing up in Winnipeg who developed an infection in his leg. He had osteomyelitis, and his parents were told that they were going to have to amputate his leg. They didn't have money to pay for his treatment.